Turning now to some news from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox extended their winning streak to 5 games deep in the heart of Texas last night, playing deep into the night with an extra innings 7-5 victory when pinch hitter Andrew Benintendi blooped a 2-run single over a drawn-in infield to score Zhuwei Lin from third and Mookie Betts from second with the winning runs. But none of that would have been possible without the incredible game turned in on offense and defense by Dustin Pedroia. The veteran Red Sox second baseman drove in the first 2 Red Sox runs of the night in the top of the second to give Boston a 2-1 lead. Texas tied it up, but in the 6th inning, Pedroia came through again, lining a 2-out, 2-run single as part of a 3-run inning, and that put the Red Sox ahead 5-2. The Rangers made it 5-4 heading into the bottom of the ninth, and you figured that as lights-out all-star closer Craig Kimbrel took the mound, it would be game over. But old friend Mike Napoli, who logged a sub-200 batting average to the plate against Kimbrel, is still capable of going yard at any time, and that is just what he did against his former team, tying the game at 5 with 1 swing of the bat. Just the 2nd blown save of the year for Kimbrel. Now, Texas may very well have won the game right there in the ninth inning because after Napoli's game-tying homer, Carlos Gomez hit a roller to third base that Devin Marrero gathered in, but he rushed the throw. He sailed it wide of first base. Pedroia, though, was backing up the play from second and made an incredible play, bare-handing the ball from his knees when it caromed off the wall at the back of first base. Gomez had made a wide turn rounding first, intending to take second, because in no way did he expect Pedroia to be there, much less to grab the ball barehanded on the rebound. But Pedroia did. He threw out to Mitch Moreland, who tagged out Gomez at first to end the threat. That kept the game tied until Benintendi came up clutch in the 11th. Heath Hembree picked up the win in relief of Kimbrel, and the Red Sox maintained their 3-game lead over the New York Yankees with one of their best wins of the year. The Yankees took advantage of a free-falling Toronto Blue Jays squad, doubling up the Jays 6-3 at the Yankee Stadium last night, behind 7 strong innings from Masahiro Tanaka, who seems to have regained his form after a tough month in which he lost 5 straight starts. The Yankees used a 4-run 8th inning to put away the Jays, capped off by a 2-run double from Chase Headley. Tanaka gave up just 1 run on 5 hits to go with 8 strikeouts and a walk. The Blue Jays have now lost 5 in a row. The New York Mets kept it close, but no cigar, losing 3-2 to the Nationals in Washington, even though the Nats did almost everything they could to gift the Mets a win. The Nationals are a very good team with one glaring weakness, and it's a big one. They have trouble closing out games. Searching for someone to step in and embrace that closer role all season, they turned to Matt Albers last night. He was not the answer. He blew a 2-0 Washington lead when he yielded a 2-out, 2-run home run to Curtis Granderson in the top of the 9th inning. But Ryan Rayburn returned the favor in the bottom of the 9th, knocking a walk-off, 2-out game-winning hit of his own off Paul Sewald of the Mets. Bullpen malfunctions on both sides ruined very good starts by the Nats' Steven Strasburg and Steven Matz of the Mets, who each put up zeros through 7 innings but came away with no decisions. In New York Penn League action, the Lowell Spinners scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 5th. That was enough to record a 3-1 win over the Lake Monsters in Massachusetts last night. Frustrating night for the Lake Monsters offense, which left 13 men on base, their only run coming off an infielder's choice groundout in the 4th inning. In the NECBL, the Vermont Mountaineers got a great start from Davis McKell, who went 7 innings, giving up just 2 hits in the Mountaineers' 7-0 shutout win over the Winnipesaukee Muskrats in New Hampshire last night. The Mountaineers scored 4 runs in the first inning to back McKell and never looked back. A battle between 2 first-place teams in the Northern and Southern Divisions in Rhode Island last night. In the end, it was the Southern Division leading Ocean State Waves topping the Upper Valley Nighthawks 5-2. The Waves are now 15-4 on the season, the best record in the New England Collegiate Baseball League. The Nighthawks still lead the Northern Division with a record of 13-6. Across the pond in England, there was a big upset in round 1 of the men's singles at Wimbledon yesterday when the number 3rd ranked player in the world, Stan Wawrinka, lost his first round match to Daniil Medvedev of Russia in 4 sets. Wawrinka seemed bothered by knee trouble, but it's still a shocking result for the 3-time major champ, who was runner-up just a few weeks back in the French Open. No major upsets on the women's side, but there was emotional drama following Venus Williams, who won her first-round match yesterday but became visibly upset and cried briefly when asked about the fatal car crash she was involved in that resulted in the death of a 78-year-old Florida man. Police have found Williams was at fault in the accident, and the family of the man killed have brought a wrongful death lawsuit against Williams. Hockey free agency news. Alexander Radulov is leaving the Montreal Canadiens after a very good season last year in which he scored 18 goals to go with 36 assists. Radulov was an unrestricted free agent. He signed a 5-year, $31 million deal with the Dallas Stars, biggest contract given out so far this offseason to a UFA. The Canadiens did sign Alex Hemsky to a 1-year deal. Hemsky missed most of last season with Dallas after injuring his hip playing in the Hockey World Cup.